The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. How to increase HGH naturally. Although human growth hormone replacement therapy is a highly potent and amazing way to restore your natural hormone balance, did you know that there are a number of things you can do in your own life in order to increase your health by boosting your natural HGH levels? Growth hormone tips. These hints and tips can help you increase your natural human growth hormone production rate, with or without HGH for hormone replacement. These health strategies can help you live a healthier, longer life, and by combining an intelligent health and diet plan with recombinant hormone replacement therapy, who knows? 100 might not feel nearly as old as it sounds. It is important to understand what you can do to safeguard your health. In order to receive the most potent and life-changing benefits with or without bioidentical HGH treatments, it is important to alter your lifestyle so that your actions better fit the needs and requirements of the body. Exercise naturally to bolster HGH. Cardiovascular HGH stimulation. Exercise is the second most effective way to increase natural HGH production, and the most effective way to increase testosterone production. The older that we get, the more important vigorous activity is to our overall health. Aging is correlated with reduced flexibility, decreased bone density, and muscle atrophy. Exercise directly counteracts these negative health consequences, both by stimulating muscle and bone development, and by encouraging the body to secrete increased levels of hormones like HGH and testosterone, which increase vigor, vitality, and usefulness. In order to provide the most powerful gains to your body, engage in vigorous cardiovascular exercise at least an hour each day, with one day of rest each week. Exercising less can still encourage HGH production significantly, and your personal schedule may prevent you from devoting at least an hour every day. But an hour and a half of cardio seems to be the sweet spot that produces the highest rates of human growth hormone secretion. The key to increasing HGH activity by running is to alternate between running and sprinting in order to increase the anaerobic activity of the muscles. Anaerobic exercise boosts HGH. Weight training also increases the volume of HGH your body produces in a day. We encourage you to engage in weight training 4 times per week, giving your body a day to rest after each session. Alternate between your lower body and upper body each session. Your body secretes human growth hormone during exercise in order to help increase muscle output and prevent fatigue, and by naturally producing more HGH, you extend those benefits to your everyday life. Human growth hormone production is spurred by both the size and number of muscles you stimulate. Complex exercises such as yoga can stimulate high levels of human growth hormone production because you are stimulating the muscles throughout the entire body. Weightlifting encourages high levels of HGH release because the focus on larger muscles and muscle groups sends powerful signals to your brain to send human growth hormone to the muscles. Larger muscles have a greater capacity to stimulate the secretion of HGH because they contain far more muscle fibers than smaller muscles. Multivitamins increase HGH responsiveness. The human body is one of the most complex machines in the universe. In order for the body to function at its optimal peak, it needs a full supply of raw materials. Your body isn't just a furnace, blindly burning everything you choose to consume. The body needs a large variety of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other building blocks of human life. Take a look at the back of your protein bar one day. See all those numbers? The Food and Drug Administration suggests that you get 100% recommended daily allowance of every nutrient listed on the box. The weird thing is, however, that the FDA recommended daily allowance suggestions tend to be incredibly low and don't necessarily encourage your body to function at its peak. Take vitamin C, for example. The FDA suggests that a person have 75 to 90 milligrams of this important vitamin every day. Scientific research has shown that the body actually has a much greater capacity to process vitamin C than the FDA suggests, and it is safe and beneficial to consume up to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day. Increased vitamin C consumption has the power to increase energy and metabolism, and 90 milligrams simply isn't enough to fully fulfill the needs of a fully grown man or woman. Probably the best alternative to the FDA guidelines is the A4M desk reference, which contains an encyclopedic level of health and longevity information and an easy-to-read collection. The desk reference contains a chart which highlights exactly how much that we need of a multitude of vitamins, nutrients, and supplements that are crucial to our ongoing good health. Vitamins vitally important for HGH. In order to produce maximum levels of human growth hormone, it is important to take supplemental vitamins and minerals daily in order to make sure that your body gets everything it needs in order to develop you into the pillar of strength and vitality that you are meant to be. For bone health, it is important to take both calcium and vitamin D supplements. Multivitamins are incredibly important because they round out the nutrient consumption of your general diet by providing you with a potent dose of a large number of individual nutrients. Don't just pick the cheapest multivitamin on the shelf. Choose a multivitamin that provides high yet safe doses of a very large number of different minerals and vitamins. Also, purchase supplemental forms of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, as well as amino acids which have the capability to improve your hormone production. With amino acids, always stick with a trusted recommended dosage. Eat better and choose foods that boost HGH. Human growth hormone production can be deeply impacted by diet. Did you know that obesity, as well as the overconsumption of simple carbohydrates and sugars, can greatly hinder your natural production of HGH? It is important to eat well and eat smart in order to maximize your body's ability to produce its own HGH. It is vitally important that you choose a diet plan that fits the metabolic needs of your body, while also choosing foods which emphasize your overall health. Many longevity specialists recommend a variation of what is known as the paleo diet. The paleo diet refers to a diet which more appropriately conforms to the evolutionary needs and prehistoric availability of foods. Proteins are incredibly important, whether they come from lean meats, nuts, or seeds, as well as fruits and vegetables. In addition to this, our prehistoric ancestors had limited access to grains. Before human beings learned how to bake, they had a limited capacity to cook and consume these forms of food. Although our bodies have adapted to the development of agriculture, our bodies still physiologically prefer these foods which we have eaten for hundreds of thousands of years. Overcooking cooks out nutrients. Our bodies receive more benefit from raw or lightly cooked foods rather than foods that have been completely cooked through. Fruits and vegetables which have been overcooked contain a much lower nutrient content than fresh fruits and veggies. This is one reason that canned foods aren't nearly as healthy for you as fresh foods. The process of canning itself burns away a significant percentage of the calories, significantly reducing the health benefits of the foods you consume. The body is also served by complex carbohydrates such as whole grains, rather than processed pastas and white bread. The harder that the body has to work to digest the food that you eat, the higher your metabolism will be. Another reason to avoid processed foods is that your body is more likely to convert them directly into fat. You see, eating processed foods is like eating a meal that someone has already partially digested for you. They already sapped most of the nutrients out of the food, and leave you with the leftovers, which will eventually leave you overweight and nutrient deficient, the worst possible combination for both general health and human growth hormone production. By emphasizing complex carbohydrates, lean protein, fruits, and vegetables, you provide your body with the maximum level of nutrient efficiency per calorie. Processed sugar is a drug. Above all else, limit your body's consumption of both processed sugar and processed grains. Both of these food products share disturbing similarities to drugs which significantly negatively alter the human body. Processed sugar is a militarized version of foods that naturally exist in nature. Table sugar is a specific form of sugar which is more potent and flavorable than other forms of sugar. By processing sugarcane or other plants, food processing companies break the plants down to their core addictive component, which is pure sugar. All other nutrients are processed out of the sugar, leaving only a pure, crystallized powder. All of the most unhealthy foods that we eat are loaded with pure sugar. Cakes, donuts, candies, cavity-inducing cereals marketed towards children. This is one reason why processed foods are so unhealthy. They have taught our taste buds that the sweetness of nature isn't enough, and that we must pack our foods with empty calories to meet the demands of modern taste. Cook your own food to monitor your intake of empty calories. We encourage you to vastly limit your consumption of any product which contains processed sugar. If you do choose to eat foods that contain this sugar, we suggest that you cook them yourself, in order to both more actively monitor your own consumption of sugar and to look at that sugar that you pour into the mixing bowl and realize that it has the potential to ruin your insulin sensitivity, convert your testosterone to estrogen, and depress the ability of your body to utilize both internal and external forms of HGH, as well as adding pounds and pounds to your weight. By taking the time to dwell upon the impact that your food choices have upon your health, it makes you far more likely to make more intelligent decisions regarding your health. Processed grain consumption is an addiction. Processed grains are also the equivalent of a hard drug, which has the capability to greatly impact and even shorten your life. Our entire lives, we have understood the impact that processed sugar can have upon our life, even if we don't choose to limit our consumption. What most people don't realize, however, is that the simple carbohydrates produced by the overprocessing of grains also have an incredibly detrimental effect on health. Recent science even suggests that processed carbohydrates are more dangerous for your health than even pure fat. The way that our bodies treat the consumption of foods like processed grain and sugar, if you could really call these empty calorie sources foods, is very nearly identical. Both processed grain and processed sugar are forms of simple carbohydrates. They are referred to as simple carbohydrates because they are almost immediately converted into glucose by the body. Processed grains have had their nutrients completely stripped, making them almost pure calories that have no use to the body. Processed food satisfies primal urges. The problem with foods like processed sugars and grains is that they stimulate a primal part of our brains which were designed to eat in order to survive. Our historical and prehistoric ancestors were better served by foods which provided both high calories and high nutrients. The next meal was rarely promised, and it was only important to live long enough to take care of your children. So long-term health consequences weren't very important, if important at all, genetically. Because of this, the light switch of addiction flips, and our bodies are no longer as satisfied with more complex foods which benefit our modern selves far more. Don't let yourself be a slave to your animal nature. If you choose to eat healthy, the natural flavors of food will return. Did you know that if you avoid excess simple sugars, broccoli actually has a slightly sweet flavor? In this fast food world that we live in today, most people have completely forgotten what food is actually supposed to taste like. Think of the changes you are making in your diet as a grand experiment in order to discover the deliciousness of a natural diet in which you don't cage your taste buds through the unhealthy process of overstimulation. Eat often. Spread your meals apart to increase HGH production. Human growth hormone production can be affected by extreme changes in insulin production. When you choose to eat only two large meals per day, this causes your insulin levels to spike in response to your diet, interfering with both your body's ability to produce HGH and the body's ability to utilize the potent hormone. The body benefits most from eating smaller meals a number of times per day. 5 or 6 meals per day seems to create the optimal circumstances for HGH to work appropriately. Your largest meal should be lunch, and breakfast should be your second largest meal. One problem with American society in regard to health and diet is that dinner is widely conceived to be the largest and most important meal of the day. This cannot be less true. Lunch and breakfast are both far more important. Breakfast boosts your metabolism and kickstarts your energy for the day. Lunch is meant to sustain you and maximize your body's metabolic efficiency. Your body is always engaging in a slow burn, which encourages the body to use the stable form of energy constantly processing through your body, rather than converting it into fat because of your exercise and dietary habits. With sugars and fats, anything the body can't process immediately gets converted into fat. Your body does have a maximum efficiency for metabolism, beyond which the body converts that energy into fat stores. Exercising, eating smart, and eating at the right times all increase the body's natural HGH production as well as metabolism. The awesome thing is that the increase in HGH production further increases metabolism, allowing you to gain even more muscle mass while also burning more fat. It's a wonderful cycle. Choose organic foods and eat local. Lots of fruits and vegetables are continually sprayed with pesticides, weed killers, and other poisons in order to preserve the overall health of the plant. In addition to this, many mass-produced vegetables and fruits are heavily genetically modified. There are well-grounded fears that the poisons that corporations use to keep their food healthy may have a negative impact on our own health. In order to limit your intake of foods like these that come from nebulous sources, we encourage you to try to choose foods that are organically grown. These foods are grown more naturally, and they are in most places not sprayed with chemicals throughout their agricultural lifespan. Organic and free-range meats are also ideal as well, because many animals are loaded up with hormones to make them grow. Although human growth hormone is highly beneficial to human beings, the antibiotics and hormones pumped into animals such as cattle can potentially have a negative impact on our health. In addition to this, industrial farms pump animals up with unhealthy diets in order to make them grow huge in size, rather than letting them graze naturally and develop healthy bodies. Eating unhealthy animals makes us unhealthy. By choosing to buy food from local farmers, you get to become personally invested in the source of your food. This gives you a greater respect for the food that you consume and allows you to more easily avoid chemically treated and genetically modified plants and animals in your diet. Sleep 8 to 9 hours each night. Although you may think that sleeping would have a negative effect on metabolism, sleep is actually one of the most important factors in regards to maintaining healthy hormone production. Human growth hormone is produced mostly during two particular times. The human body produces a certain level of human growth hormone during exercise, which is why it's important to engage in frequent and intense exercise. Even the human growth hormone high of exercise cannot compete with that of a healthy night's sleep, however. HGH is primarily secreted during the deepest hours of sleep, and this is when many of the most beneficial processes instigated by the hormone occur. Deep sleep is when thoughts and ideas become memories. Sleep is when the body heals and rehabilitates itself from both injury and daily wear and tear of life. Surprisingly, healthy sleep is also one of the most important factors of muscle health and development as well. You see, when you exercise, what you are actually doing is inflicting very minor damage to your muscle tissue. When you sleep, the body reacts to this damage and heals it. Although severe muscle damage leaves scarring, the minor muscle damage that occurs from both normal and vigorous exercise actually stimulates the body to repair the muscles, which makes them even stronger than before. If you don't get enough sleep, it takes the muscles longer to heal and develop. This prevents you from exercising as long or as frequently as you may desire. If you don't get enough sleep, all aspects of your body's metabolism will suffer, because your body will not have the time it needs to secrete enough HGH in order to produce the plethora of benefits provided by the hormone. Lack of sleep also terribly hinders your ability to produce testosterone, which contributes to further problems regarding muscle development, in addition to further increased fatigue, irritation, and sexual issues. Different people need different levels of sleep. Younger people sleep more than older people by design, and some individuals may need slightly less than 8 hours, while some men and women may not function properly without a full 9 hours of sleep per night. It all depends on your innate physiology. Do what your body tells you is right in regard to healthy sleep, rather than your mind. Limit the vices of cigarettes, alcohol, coffee, and drugs. We all have our vices. Life wouldn't be quite the same without them, we admit. It is important to remember, however, that vices are vices for a reason. They are activities which have the capacity to greatly hinder our lives if we do not express appropriate levels of self-control. Limit alcohol to boost HGH. Limit the consumption of alcohol. Alcohol has the nasty habit of converting testosterone into estrogen, which can both contribute to testosterone deficiency while also hindering the body's ability to manufacture human growth hormone. Alcohol also reduces our body's ability to reach deep sleep. Beer, booze, and wine are all depressants, which increase our ability to fall asleep. The problem is that once the alcohol wears off, a few hours after consumption, sleep becomes incredibly restless, and it becomes difficult or impossible to fall asleep. This means that the body is unable to produce sufficient HGH, and the body suffers for it. On top of its effects upon sleep, alcohol has incredibly negative effects upon both self-control and motivation, which can ruin your ability to control yourself and sustain the benefits of human growth hormone or HGH hormone replacement therapy. If you do choose to drink alcohol, we encourage you to set aside a certain day of the week in order to engage in your guilty pleasure. This allows you to engage in drinking in a more structured way, which will limit the negative effects of the libation on your hormone balance and metabolism. Control caffeine to stimulate HGH. Caffeine is another vice which can hinder the body's ability to produce healthy levels of HGH. Unlike alcohol, caffeine is a stimulant, the most popular and pervasive stimulant in the world. Unlike alcohol, however, caffeine stays in the system for a much longer period of time. After you consume a cup of coffee, for example, it takes 7 to 9 hours for the caffeine you drink to fully circulate and process out of your body. In a society where people have a tendency to drink soda or other caffeinated beverages frequently with dinner, you can obviously see where this is going. Caffeine inhibits the body from sleeping well. Most people can still fall asleep, even with caffeine very active in their system. But caffeine prevents the body from reaching deep sleep, which blocks the ability of the body to properly secrete and utilize HGH. Short-term use of caffeine has been shown to increase the release of human growth hormone. But like many stimulant drugs, the benefits cease to persist with long-term use, and sustained high-volume consumption of caffeine can actually lower your peak ability to release HGH. Caffeine abuse depletes the body's natural reserves of HGH in the pituitary. We understand that caffeine is difficult to avoid in modern American society, but we encourage you to severely restrict the level of caffeine that you intake as a result of your diet. If you must drink caffeine, limit your consumption to before 2 to 3 p.m. so that your body can process the caffeine out of your system to help you sleep more soundly, and thus produce more HGH. HGH and smoking. Although with the vices we discussed previously, we cautiously allow wiggle room, we must implore you to stop smoking in order to increase both the secretion of HGH and the benefits provided by human growth hormone replacement. Nicotine is another stimulant, which is even more addictive than caffeine. When you smoke cigarettes, you are constantly supplying yourself with a slow-burning sensation which quickly gives way to an increased anxiety and agitation. Although some people experience a small high when they first start smoking, or when they take a break from the habit, caffeine withdrawal occurs quickly after a cigarette is smoked, and nicotine addiction greatly reduces the ability to fall asleep soundly without waking up in the middle of the night, breaking the rhythm of your sleep. In addition to this, caffeine has a highly negative effect upon your cardiovascular health, both decreasing the lungs' capability to increase oxygen and the heart's ability to pump the oxygen through the blood. Although there are numerous reasons why cigarette smoking is dangerous throughout the lifespan, nicotine can have devastating effects upon natural HGH release. Human growth hormone reduces the ability to engage in strenuous exercise by increasing the speed at which exhaustion and fatigue take place as a result of decreased oxygen circulation. Although cigarette smoking does cause some irreversible damage, all patients experience significant health improvement if they choose to quit smoking. Many of these benefits are surely connected to the body's increased capacity to release and process human growth hormone. Defeating obesity, the most important step in preserving hormone health. If improving your natural HGH levels or testosterone levels are important to you, the most powerful step that you can take to improve your hormone production and utilization is to drop to a healthy weight. Adipose fat is loaded with an enzyme known as aromatase, which has the ability to turn endogenous testosterone into estradiol, a hormone linked to many negative consequences in long-term male health. Women are naturally supposed to have more fatty tissue than men, so when men become obese, they naturally start to break down their natural stores of testosterone because the male body is not designed to sustain large amounts of fat. Obesity also impacts human growth hormone, limiting the secretion of the vital metabolite. Limit your caloric consumption to extend your life. Multiple studies have demonstrated that by moderately restricting your caloric intake, you can increase the length of your life by 30% or more. Increased weight is highly correlated with a natural decrease in overall natural lifespan. The most effective diet in order to limit your consumption of excess calories is to primarily consume seeds, nuts, fresh fruits, complex grains, and vegetables. Calorie restriction primarily increases life by focusing on what you don't want in your diet: simple sugars, fats, and empty calories. By only eating as many calories as your body needs to sustain itself in a healthy way, you greatly decrease the risk of numerous health issues which can greatly affect your life. Cholesterol levels will naturally balance out. Your body will only contain an ideal level of fat. The muscles and bones will remain strong because you are still getting proper nutrition. The heart will remain stronger longer because it will take less work to efficiently pump blood throughout the body. By encouraging a healthy and low blood pressure, you decrease the risk of overworking and exhausting the heart. This, in combination with a significant reduction in plaque in the arteries and veins, will greatly reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and other dangerous health conditions related to blockages in the cardiovascular system. There is hard science to back it. The more efficient your heartbeat, the longer you live. In addition to this, Limiting fat encourages the secretion of both testosterone and human growth hormone, which fosters streamlined metabolism and overall physiological health. 11 tips to stimulate HGH and testosterone. 1. Avoid excess carbohydrates. High levels of insulin limit the effectiveness of human growth hormone. Focus on eating a diet full of nutrient-rich foods that centers around the consumption of lean meats. 2. Time small meals around your exercise routine. Eating a small meal beforehand provides your body with a little extra energy in case your body can't process your fat quickly enough. Eating a small meal after your workout encourages your body to burn straight through the calories. 3. Take your amino acid supplements before and after you exercise. These supplements are most useful to the body during periods of heightened activity. 4. Engage in weight training that emphasizes repetition over weight maxing. Vigorous exercise that focuses on repeated physical pressure produces enhanced hormone release. 5. To burn fat, engage in high-intensity cardiovascular exercise. Many forms of exercise are suitable, but sprinting is singularly the most effective. Less fat means less testosterone is converted into estrogen, and less somatostatins are produced, which decrease HGH production. Have sex. Sex is one of the most effective forms of cardiovascular exercise you can engage in the comfort of your own home. Sex directly stimulates the release of testosterone. It also burns a healthy number of calories, dependent upon how dedicated you are to the task. Sexual activity has also been shown to improve sleep and reduce stress, both of which negatively impact hormone production. 7. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol directly converts testosterone into estrogen and hinders numerous other mental, physical, and physiological processes, which discourage both the release of HGH and testosterone. Don't be afraid to nap. Naps have been scientifically proven to provide a spark of human growth hormone release. PM naps are more effective than morning naps. 9. Don't work out too hard. Strenuous and vigorous cardiovascular and anaerobic exercise are highly beneficial, but don't make your workout absolutely grueling. Your body may start to divert resources to manage your stress rather than your physical training. Also, you greatly increase the risk of injury when you move too far beyond your individual competency. 10. Eat your veggies and choose unsaturated fats over saturated fats. Eating healthy food is as important as avoiding unhealthy food. And lastly, don't forget your multivitamin. It is incredibly important to supplement your diet and exercise routine by remembering to take vitamins daily and utilizing supplements in order to encourage your body to work harder and more efficiently. This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or call or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you.